Hello, my name is Miles. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, well, how may I help you today?
My name is Janie Curtis, and I'm the executive director for the ARC of North Hattiga County. And we have about 30 individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I called our local health department asking, because I thought they came, this tier that was rolled out, that the intellectual developmental disability community could get into that category for vaccines. But they're saying that they haven't got that information. I was wondering if you could tell me if that is something that we're on that list to go out now, and if so, how can I get your health, our local health department, to have that information?
Well, I don't have any information on that. I can look up the contact information for your local health department if you might like to reach out to the local health department.
Well,
and you could also visit the website.
Right, and I have, and it's, but they're saying that they haven't got that information. But I was on a State Department of Mental Health meeting with Terry Pazent, and they said that they should be rolled out this time. So I didn't know who I should direct my question to, since our local one couldn't answer that.
Oh, okay. If the local health department can't answer the question, you could reach out to the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's what I thought I was calling.
No, this is the Alabama. This is the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And here we inform people of where they can be tested, and we also would provide them with the address and contact information and the hours of the location. So it's a great way for people to be able to, find out where the testing sites are located. And then on another number, we assist people with, pre-registering them to be vaccinated.
Okay. All right. Well, then, thank you very much, and I appreciate your work.
You're very welcome, and I'd like to, I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.